Senior Life Journeys presents Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here is your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I am Carol Howell, your host, and I'm glad that you're here today. You may have noticed I haven't recorded episodes for, a couple weeks, I think. Had a few issues going on in my world, a little thing called a car accident that has, it's rocked my world, so there you go. But I'm happy to be with you today, and sitting here all propped up with 5,000 pillows, hoping to feel better soon. But I thought, I've just got things I want to talk about with my folks who are caregiving, because I appreciate you guys. And I know that this caregiving journey is difficult. And what I also know is it can become more difficult with the holidays. As I record this, today is November 30th. And so we're through with Thanksgiving. I hope you had a great time and didn't overdo on all of the food. That is a difficult thing. I heard someone once say, we spend all our time worrying about what we eat between Christmas or Thanksgiving and New Year's Day, and what we should worry about is what we eat from New Year's Day to Thanksgiving. Well, isn't that the truth? So as I had said, it was either on this podcast or on my video series called A Minute of Your Day that you can find on YouTube under Let's Talk Dementia or on our website, www.letstalkdementia.org. I was hoping you would take Thanksgiving Day and eat and enjoy it, but come Friday, the day afterwards, I'm hoping you return to healthy eating and also for your loved one. So having your loved one around all those folks at Thanksgiving, how did that go for you? What concerns did you face that you thought, I'm not quite sure what to do? I would like for you to write and tell me about those things, because your situations can help other folks. And as I share your story anonymously, we can reach out and bring hope to other people who may be listening and go, we had that exact same thing happen. You guys that have children, you know that. When your kid did something that you thought was just about the dumbest thing on the planet, and then you found out your next door neighbor's kid had done the same thing, made you feel better. And that's what we want, to be able to help other people who are caregiving. And you can do that through me. So let's work together. Write me with your stories or your questions, Carol, at letstalkdementia.org. If you go to our website, letstalkdementia.org, and you are so inclined, if you make a $25 donation, I'll send you a free copy of Let's Talk Dementia. Now that's a good deal, and it's tax deductible. Well, I wanted to share with you today some thoughts to encourage you as a caregiver. I have a friend, Charlene McLaren, who is an author, and you can find her books on Amazon. You can search her name, Charlene, S-H-A-R-L-E-N-E, McLaren, M-A-C-L-A-R-E-N, for her books, and I hope you will do that. But every once in a while, it seems the Lord lays on her heart a poem, and boy, is she good at poetry. That's something I cannot do, is poetry. My words never rhyme. But she did. She does. And she did just write a poem that she has shared, and it's called When God Says. I want to share that with you. When God Says, by Charlene McLaren. When God says, I love you, believe him. When he says he cares, it's true. No matter how often you fail him or fall, believe when he says, I love you. When God says, I'll help you, trust him. When he says he knows, it's sure. When your strength is weak and you can't go on, take heart, he will help you endure. When God says, I'm here, thank him. When he says he's near, it's the truth. When others would leave you, our God never will. His word is our shield and proof. When God says, I'm knocking, receive him. When he says to follow, then do. When you've tried all paths and none have worked out, trust Jesus. He's waiting for you. I'm going to tell you, I love that. And she ended it with Psalm 136:26. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His love endures forever. And isn't that comforting for those of us of the faith who are traveling this caregiving journey, knowing that His love endures forever, that He holds us in the palm of His hand, in the cleft of the rock. We are secure and safe. I will never leave you or forsake you, he said. And he meant that even in the midst of your dementia caregiving journey, even in the midst of the dementia and the disease causing the dementia that your loved one is experiencing, you are not alone. They are not alone. God puts us all on this earth to work together as one cohesive family of God to take care of each other. And that's why you're listening to this show. That's why you tune in to see what I have to say, because we are working together for the same common good. And that common good, that common goal is to honor the Lord in our lives and through our caregiving. And I want that for you. So I'm here for you. Whenever you're going through, I would love to be a part of that journey. I have folks call me with questions regarding specific problems they're having with caregiving, and we talk about that. I have quite a few conversations with folks who are having a very difficult time with this concept of therapeutic fibbing. And for those of you new to the show, I will tell you that therapeutic fibbing is that technique you learn and you master if you're a good caregiver that allows you to say to your loved one what they need to hear in response to a situation or a question or a crisis or whatever that will bring them to a point of happiness, joy, peace, calm, contentment. For instance, if they say to you, "How much money do I have?" Now, my mama used to say, "We should go shopping. I've still got a dollar or two." And then she would look at me and go, "Don't I?" And of course, I always told Mama, "Sure, you got plenty of dollars, no problem. What do you want to go shopping for?" And we would have a conversation about what she wanted to go shopping for. And believe me, she could make a list. The woman loved to shop. I do not, but she did. The fact was, I was watching Mama's money very carefully because she was having some pretty high expenses, and I knew what income looked like in comparison to expenses, and I knew how hard we were hitting her reserves and what that was going to do in the future if she kept spending at the rate that Mama was accustomed to. But I didn't tell her that. Did not. Left Mama to believing that she could go buy anything she wanted. One day when I asked her what she was going to buy, she said a new Honda, which Mama hadn't driven in years. So I could have said, "Mama, there is no way we're spending $25,000 on a new Honda. Are you crazy? We got to pay for your assisted living. That would just be dumb. You don't have that kind of money." How would that have landed on Mama? Well, very negatively, as you might would expect. So I didn't. We just laughed about what color Honda she would buy. Did she want CD player? Did she want sunroof? You know, all that good stuff, that fun stuff. Because the beauty of dementia is 30 minutes later, Mama didn't remember that conversation. So it wasn't like she was going to say to me, "You know, last Tuesday when you were here, I told you I wanted a Honda. And you asked me what color. And you asked me, did I want automatic or straight drive? And did I want CD player and sunroof? And I told you all the answers. Where is my car?" She's not going to be able to do that, right? So there is some beauty, actually, in this face of dementia that we need to use to our benefit. Now, that doesn't mean we need to use therapeutic fibbing, if I can spit it out here, with our loved ones when we can tell the truth. For instance, if they said, "I would really like to have a grilled cheese sandwich for lunch," and you just really don't want to get up and go make a grilled cheese sandwich because you are watching The Price is Right and you are tired. Well, you could say, "We have no cheese. I'm not making you a grilled cheese sandwich because we have no cheese." Then you're going to have to get into a whole conversation about what you will fix and what you do have, when it probably would be a whole lot less effort just to get up and go make a grilled cheese sandwich and be done with it. So be careful that you don't use therapeutic fibbing when you should just tell the truth or give in or partake in that conversation in a way that will work. But many times that's not true. For instance, if they say, if Dad says, "Where's your mom?" And Mom's been dead for 20 years. You can tell him, "Mom's been dead for 20 years, Mom," or "Dad, you know that." You were working full time when she died, and you had to take a couple weeks off, and we buried her, and we, you know, blah, blah, blah. You could give him all the details. And that absolutely is not going to bring joy into his life. So you don't do that. You go, you know, Dad, last time I saw Mom, she was shopping. You know how that woman loved to shop. I wonder what she bought. Well, we'll have to find that out later. But Dad, right now I was thinking, tonight for supper, I'm going to fix salmon. What do you think? Should we have some hush puppies to go with it? Dad, do you know where hush puppies originated? Who made the first hush puppies and why they called them that? And then you can tell him the story, which I'll just take a minute right here and share with you, my listener, that hush puppies, in case you don't know what they are, and I'm sorry for you that you don't, but it is fried cornmeal and egg, and I think a little bit of flour and some seasoning, formed into a ball and thrown into a pot of grease and deep fried. And if you are fortunate, you eat it with cocktail sauce or tartar sauce, or I got to quit talking about it because it just sounds very good. But they're called hush puppies because a man used to fry it when he fixed fish and throw it at the ground for the dogs to eat, and he would say, hush puppies, hush. Thus the term hush puppies. Well, that's a neat story you could share with Dad, and now you've got him off the topic of where is Mom, and you don't have to tell him that she died. That was a little bit of around the train tracks to get to my point. But the point is always leaving our loved ones with dementia with upbeat, happy news. This is something we've talked about repeatedly. But I will tell you, of all the phone calls I get, a large majority are on this subject. Because I realize you have spent your life being told, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And I agree with that. But you are not bearing false witness against anybody. You are telling your loved ones with dementia a story that will help bring them peace and calm and happiness and joy in their life. And if you think they're having trouble thinking clearly now, then throw bad news on them and see how much more confused they will become. And you don't want them to feel that way. So I hope this helps you. And I hope that in that process of caring for your loved one, that you will remember this poem. Maybe you'll go back and listen to it again. But you know, the main points were when God says he loves you, to believe him. When God says, I'll help you, to trust him. When God says, I'm here, thank him for that. And when God says, I'm knocking, receive him in. Because why? We are never, ever alone. You've got people in your world, present, your close-knit family, those in your everyday world, those in the extended world like me, I'm here for you. But most of all, the Lord is. Blessings and smiles. Write me with your thoughts, Carol@letstalkdementia.org. Next time, see you then. Bye-bye. A special thank you to our sponsors, National Association of Veterans and Families, 800-352-2919 or www.navf.org. Contact them for information regarding benefits for the veteran or the spouse of the veteran. Tell them Carol sent you. National Association of Veterans and Families. They speak veteran, so you don't have to. HD Imports, located in Rock Hill, South Carolina, wonderful mechanics for the repair and maintenance of Honda, Hyundai, Acura, Toyota, and Kia. HD Imports, 803-985-0985. I would like to take a special moment and thank you for being a part of Let's Talk Dementia. You can find all of our resources at our website, letstalkdementia.org. Our podcasts, our videos, our books, our blogs, and a form where you can contact me are all right there on the website. I look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.